Chapter 6. Millions of thoughts emanating every moment from the minds of the entire universe are being registered and processed instantly by the universal computer and shelved into like cycles and wavelengths. The cycles and wavelengths of various hues and categories and subtle vibrations thereof accumulate and shape the subtle environment of the universal mind, just as in the case of our individual mind and subconsciousness. In this subtle process, our thoughts have profound influence in directly shaping our character, fate, and destiny, indirectly molding and modifying the subtle environment of the universe, and recoiling on the whole humanity collectively. So our thoughts have profound influence in directly shaping our character, fate, and destiny, and indirectly molding and modifying the subtle environment of the universe, and also recoiling on the whole humanity collectively. In fact, every thought is a dynamic seed which sprouts, gains strength by repetition, spreads in the mental world, and engulfs the entire universe to make or mar our lives according to the nature of our thoughts. This explains the tense and vicious environment of selfishness, pride, unrest, strife, jealousy, cruelty, and wars prevailing all over the world, in spite of numerous professed religions and cults, and all efforts of august institutions, charitable institutions like UNO, etc. God created a heaven for his children to live in and enjoy. But we, the prodigal sons of the earth, have turned it into a hell-like vicious rendezvous under the influence of our lower depraved thoughts and have thereby degenerated moral values. The cultivated dynamic thoughts are so powerful that they are capable of modifying the cumulative result of our past and present lives. They are so insidious and permeating that they definitely have profound effect on our future as well. The sound of a particular frequency and wavelength is caught and relayed by any radio set which is tuned to that frequency and wavelength. Similarly, thought vibrations of different intensity, frequency, and wavelength can be caught, perceived, and conceived by any mind or minds which are tuned to that frequency and wavelength, maybe anywhere in the vast, limitless cosmos. This means that the cumulative results of our good and bad thoughts are registered in the universal computer, caught and conceived by any mind radio whenever and wherever it is, provided it is tuned to the frequency and wavelength of the originating thought. In other words, the waves or vibrations of a particular thought and simultaneously pass through every mind radio which is tuned to that wavelength. This explains why drunkards and villains, or noble and pious people, religious people, get attracted towards each other, to prove the idiom, birds of the same feather flock together. Our audiovisual process of electronic science works on the same principle. This principle of attraction and communication at the same wavelength is working invisibly and imperceptibly, without us knowing it, throughout the universe, even beyond the limits of death, and subtly affects our mind process and shapes our environment and relationship in the next lives. The kind of environment and relationship, good or bad, that we wish for in our next life can be decided and shaped in the present life itself. The kind of environment and relationship, good or bad, that we wish for in the next life can be decided and shaped in the present life itself through our thought process by merely transforming our ideas and thoughts to higher and nobler wavelength with contemplation and meditation on sublime and inspiring thoughts, with intensity of feelings and faith in the divine compassion and love. This eternal universal law, as you think, so you become, is illustrated by the following story published some years ago. There was an old lady who had suffered numerous misfortunes and miseries in her life and was overwhelmed with frustration, indignation, anger, hatred, and sadness. Her life became devoid of happiness, hope, brightness, and goodness. She became irritable, quarrelsome, and furious. Gradually, her vicious temperament adversely affected her health and reflected on the features of her face, which looked ugly, haggard, abhorrent, and repulsive. In due course, all her relatives and friends deserted her, and she was left all alone to lead a dry, dreary, and miserable life. The people around her avoided her repulsive company, and children would run away to hide from the sight of her ugly, dreadful countenance, her ugly face. A noble soul took compassion on the wretched condition of this old, miserable lady and approached her with kindness and sympathy. She asked her to recollect the brightest and happiest occasion of her life. The old lady at once brought her wedding photo and started narrating the happy and blissful events of her marriage. As she did so, luster came back in her sad eyes and the features of her old wrinkled face became blooming and attractive. The good lady took her to the mirror and told her to carefully observe and mark the difference between her own features before and after the interview. The old lady was astonished at her own bright eyes and glowing face in spite of her wrinkled skin. Actually, she was frightened to compare her new features with her usual miserable, repulsive countenance. The crucial point in this story is the sudden change in her countenance, her facial expressions, brought by the sweet and blissful memory of a bright and happy occasion of her life. It was the direct and immediate result of the change in her thoughts. She was advised to replace her usual depraved thoughts with higher and nobler thoughts and contemplate frequently on the brighter side of life, with thankfulness for the blessings of the Lord as often as possible. So this lady was advised to replace her usual depraved thoughts with higher and nobler thoughts and contemplate frequently on the brighter side of life, with thankfulness for the blessings of the Lord as often as possible. By and by, her features changed for the better, and luster of her eyes returned, and her behavior became reasonable and endearing. Her repulsive countenance became attractive and lovely. Her neighbors and friends again flocked to her to sympathize and cheer her up. The fearful children came running to her and enjoyed her newly sprouted affection and kindness. Ultimately, she died as a loving, noble old lady instead of that repulsive witch-like old lady, thus ensuring herself endearing, kind and loving life in the hereafter. The magic that wrought such an unbelievable and wonderful miracle to the hopeless, despondent or gloomy and wretched life of the old lady is eternal universal law. As you think, so you become. The power of thinking is attributed to the degree of one's faith. Every aspect of our life revolves around the axle of thoughts in respect of our belief and faith being good or bad, noble or depraved. And it hinges on kindness or cruelty, compassion or selfishness, love or hatred, happiness or sadness, health or sickness, prosperity or poverty, virtue or vice, friendship or enmity, godliness or devilishness, heaven or hell, etc.